Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, May 3rd, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, after adding support for Apple TV Plus back in 2019, Roku is expanding the availability of Apple services to now include Apple Music as well. The company has announced that the full Apple Music experience is now available on all Roku devices, including streaming players and set-top boxes, TV sets powered by Roku's operating system, and Roku premium audio devices. The Apple Music experience on Roku is the same as you get on other platforms, including Apple TV. There's full support for all 90 million songs, playlists, and any other content. You can also access live, time-synced lyrics, 4K streaming of music videos, and Apple Music Radio. Notably, this isn't the first time Apple Music has expanded beyond Apple TV in the living room. The service is also available on platforms such as gaming consoles, Samsung smart TVs, and more. But Roku, however, is one of the most ubiquitous smart TV platforms on the market, so this is a notable expansion for Apple Music. Access to Apple Music on Roku is rolling out starting this week, and you can find the Apple Music application by heading to the Roku channel store on your device. In other news, Apple has released a new version of the AirTag firmware, but as is the case with AirPods and other Apple accessories, the company doesn't provide any in-depth release notes for these updates. But with that being said, now that the AirTag firmware update is now rolling out, the company has confirmed that the update enhances the unwanted tracking alert feature. In a support note posted on its website, Apple explained that this AirTag firmware update, which is version 1.0.301, tunes the audible alert when the unwanted AirTag is detected so that a person can more easily locate it. Essentially, this means that the sound that is emitted from the AirTag will be higher pitched and easier to hear, so the AirTag itself is easier to locate if it's tracking someone without their knowledge. This is part of Apple's broader efforts to continue expanding the privacy and safety features of AirTag. We've seen a number of stories of malicious people using AirTags to track others without their consent. As a result of this, Apple announced earlier this year that it has even more changes to AirTag coming, with a focus on further enhancing those anti-stalking features. AirTag firmware updates are rolled out to users in phases, and the only thing you can do to speed up the process is to make sure your iPhone is running the latest version of iOS, and that your AirTag and your iPhone are in Bluetooth range of each other. Rounding out today, Safari continues to face additional competition in the desktop browser industry. New data from StatCounter shows that Microsoft Edge has now surpassed Safari to become the second most popular desktop browser in the world. We've talked before about how Microsoft Edge has been slowly growing in comparison to Safari, with the last set of data showing that Microsoft Edge was set to overtake Safari sometime sooner rather than later. Now, StatCounter data shows that Google Chrome is still far and away the most popular desktop browser, with 66% of the overall market. Microsoft Edge is now in second place, with just over 10% of the market, and Safari is in third place with 9.6% of the market. Of course, one thing to consider here is that the user base for Windows computers is much, much larger than the Mac, and Microsoft Edge comes pre-installed on almost all of those Windows computers. But looking beyond the different sizes of the Mac and PC markets, Microsoft has done quite a bit of work to improve the Microsoft Edge experience, and has done a good job of reversing the bad reputation that Internet Explorer had. Safari, on the other hand, had a bit of a PR disaster last summer when Apple tried to dramatically redesign the interface with the latest releases of macOS Monterey and iOS 15. While the company walked back most of those changes and gave users the option to switch back to a classic design, the idea of such dramatic changes could have pushed some users to look at third-party alternatives. We've got more details on this data at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at ChanceHMiller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.